27th lesson. And Londoners.
As befits its status as the capital city, London has had a vital influence on the English language.
In fact, it was the London dialect that formed the basis of the English language as we know it today.
The influence of Caxton and his printing press meant that the language of the Londoners spread all over the country and the world.
Nowadays, there are so many ethnic groups which have set up home in London that it is hard to say who or what makes up a real Londoner.
But let's look at a group of people who are usually identified as being typical, the Cockneys.
I get a funny feeling inside of me, just walking up and down. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London town.
A true Cockney is someone who is born within the sound of Bow Bells, but we traditionally identify the east end of the city with the Cockneys.
Originally tradesmen, their traditional ceremonial dress is covered with pearl buttons.
Each year, the man and the woman with the finest dress are named Pearly King and Queen.
Cockneys are renowned for their wit, their repartee, and their fast-talking idiomatic speech called rhyming slang.
Their accent and the speed at which they speak not only bewilder foreigners, people from other parts of Britain are often lost for words.
For a Cockney, to die and today have the same sound. Listen.
I don't want to die today.
The letter H is not pronounced in front of a word, a trait which is known as dropping one's H's.
The letter G disappears from the ing form of the verb. He's having a blooming good holiday would be written down as he's having a blooming good holiday.
The influence of the capital is still felt all over the country, as new trends always spread from the centre outwards.
A Cockney asked his doctor, who had an impeccably correct accent,
What shall I do for an horrible headache?
The doctor replied,
Try a couple of aspirates.
As to the vocabulary, try to understand the speaker who says, in broadest Cockney,
If you're going up the apples and pears with a cup of rosy lee, don't spill it on your whistle and flute.
Well, we agree that it is difficult. After all, rhyming slang was developed so that tradesmen could talk together without being understood.
But take the word stairs. Find a word that rhymes with it. Pears.
Now find a word that goes with the sense of the rhyme. Apples.
So apples and pears means stairs. Our sentence means,
If you're going up the stairs,
apples and pears,
with a cup of tea,
Rosy Lee,
don't spill it on your suit,
whistle and flute. Exercises.
If the suit doesn't fit, try the next size up.
The discovery of the cholera vaccine meant that millions of lives were saved.
We are within sight of our objectives for the year.
What is the difference between wit and humour?
He was so rude that I was at a loss for words.
Can you speak Italian?
Not very well, but I make myself understood.